They don't call it Speedway for nothing. Welcome to the Fast Cars, Fast Girls podcast with Abby and Molly.
Just a quick disclaimer before we get going. The opinions and views we are going to express in this podcast are those of the speaker. We do not in any way represent the views or opinions of any entity involved with IndyCar, any individual driver, former, current, or future, any teams, any tracks, or any of their parent companies or subsidiaries. Also, very important, the views and opinions expressed here do not represent those of our individual employers. They are solely the opinions of the speaker.
Don't take us too seriously, folks. We certainly don't.
Because keep in mind that we will never,
ever
let the truth get in the way of a good story.
All right. Well, let's get into it. So last podcast, we talked about how we met Beth Bowles on a Fast Friday.
Oh, my God.
And we were all dressed up for 500 Fashion Fridays. And we were dressed up for Fast Friday. But we did the hashtag and the contest and all that. And as it turns out, we won.
Winner, winner, chicken dinner.
Oh, we won. And so I got a Twitter notification because Molly had tagged us both in this photo and with the hashtag and all that. And somebody from the track had responded back. And they responded back to Molly and not me.
Well, I think we all know why.
Here's why. So my personal Twitter is at Indy500Princess. And I took that handle. I did.
Sorry.
Because
I laugh every time.
I took it because I love the race and I'm a princess. And so I took that handle and I didn't just take it on Twitter. I took it on pretty much every form of social media that is available. In fact, even forms that I don't even use, I've created accounts just so I could take it. So that's probably why they didn't.
I really feel like that's why.
I feel like that's why. I'm sure that's why. Well, I did troll the track a little bit on qualifications weekends because we had issues on Saturday with our screen.
We forgot to mention that.
Yeah, we didn't mention that. We had issues seeing the timing, and so I did troll their PR department a little bit. So anyhow, so they replied to the text, but replied just to Molly. And so I see it, but they replied to her and not me. And so I text her, and I'm like, get on Twitter right now!
And of course, at this moment, I'm running. And I get this text, get on Twitter. Somebody just tweeted you back from the track. I think it's about our outfits. I think we won. And I'm like, I'm in the middle of nowhere.
And Molly's in BFE, has no signal. And she's like, she's like, it'll be a minute. I'm like, get somewhere where you can do something.
I'm pretty sure I turned in my fastest mile, by the way.
I think you did.
I should look that up. But I just sped.
Yeah, Molly set a new track record that day.
It's a new track record.
So we won. We won the contest that day, and we had our choice of two reserved seats to the race, which is wonderful, except that we already have seats.
We already have great seats.
And option two, which we took. Two seats to the victory banquet. Oh, we screamed.
Screamed. I called you and screamed. I called my mom and screamed. Oh. I texted. I was off work. I texted
everybody I knew.
A friend of work who also goes to the track.
I mean, giddy.
I think I'm still giddy.
I'm still giddy. It's now the Tuesday after the race. We went last night. So this one will be a little bit quicker because I have to get back to work this week.
Yeah. Yeah. And sorry, we're probably also still a little hungover.
I might still be drunk.
just from everything. We didn't drink a lot last night.
No, not at the banquet. It wasn't, but
But just like emotional drunk?
Yeah.
Emotional drunk. We're emotional drunk.
We've got quite the high going on. Quite the afterglow.
The natural high, by the way.
Yeah, high on life.
So not to bury the lead, but we won.
We won.
And exciting, and it's on my Insta. We probably need to somehow put it on.
Yeah, we should put some pictures. Yeah, we'll upload pictures of us at the banquet. We met all kinds of drivers. It was great.
We'll talk about that here in a minute.
So
good God, it was a long weekend for us.
It was a long weekend. Okay, so we're going to start out with Carb Day.
Yep.
Which, for anybody who's ever been to Carb Day, you know that it is basically the biggest white trash bash. It's a wonderful day at the track. It used to be held on Thursdays. It was called Carb Day for Carburation Day back when cars had carburetors, but we still call it that because we just love tradition.
And, we'll get into all that later.
Yep, we'll delve more deeply into that. So we went and we had the Chainsmokers. We had Bare Naked Ladies. Or not the Chainsmokers. Oh, no.
Bare Naked Ladies played Chainsmokers. That's why I got excited.
That's right. They played Chainsmokers. That's, I'm sorry. We had Steve Miller Band. And it was a little more chill on the bands.
It was a little bit more chill.
A little bit more chill, but I liked it. Some people didn't like it. I still liked it better than Jane's Addiction, I'll tell you that.
I don't remember that concert.
Well, pretty much we have a game plan. If we don't like the band, then we just plan on being pretty much blackout drunk by the time they come on. So apparently we missed Jane's Addiction singing the only song that anybody actually knows from Jane's Addiction.
To be fair, I don't really feel that they, like, I feel like this is just a lie that we're told.
No, I mean, I've heard it from multiple people. Right. Like, from people that weren't even with us.
Okay.
Because for a while I thought that maybe it was just our friends messing with us. They were like, no, they played Jane Says. And I was like, No, they didn't. But no, then other people told me they really did. So we were just really drunk. So anyhow, but it was a more chill concert.
It was.
But it was, I think, one of my favorite carb days. All together.
I think so. We had a nice group with us. I somehow convinced one of the women I used to work with to come with us this whole weekend.
Yes.
And she did hang the whole time. So I'm
like a champ.
Like a champion.
Yeah.
So excited.
First time out, she did.
First time.
Yeah. She wins Rookie of the Year.
I feel like she does. Yes.
She wins our Rookie of the Year this year for the track.
Not to say anything bad about Alonso because he's great, but. I kind of feel like...
I mean, driving around the track and spending three solid days of drinking at the track are two very different things. And
yes.
you have to train your body in different ways.
Yeah.
You can't even compare the two.
No.
I'm not going to say one's harder than the other.
No.
But...
I'm trying to find the Twitter account for the pictures from Carb Day. That 500...
Oh, Indy 500 picks. At Indy 500 pick. No, there's Indy 500 picks and then there's Drunk at Indy.
Okay, both of those. If you have a moment...
Yeah, if you don't follow them on Twitter, you should. Because
you should.
They're hilarious.
Yeah.
Carb
Day, weather was nice.
It was hot, but it wasn't too hot. We got a little bit of sun, which is good.
Always.
We're both Irish, so we have to...
We gotta, like, work our way up.
We gotta work our way up to that track tan, otherwise we burn.
Ooh, we met our favorite person at the track.
Oh, yes,
again.
We ran into Beth Bowles again.
So, I feel like that means Beth's sighting is now two.
Yes, Beth... Well, no, is it three? Because we saw her twice.
We did see her twice.
On Carb Day. Okay. Yeah, the first time we saw her, we ran out and said hi... And one of her other sons was with her, which she introduced us. And
again, it just solidifies. I pretty much have a crush on her. I think.
Yeah, we've totally got like she's our woman crush Wednesday.
Oh yeah,
for sure.
For
the foreseeable future.
I feel like we're gonna have to add her to the list of people who are gonna put a restraining order against us.
I don't think so. I think Beth loves us.
You think so? Okay.
I think she loves us.
All right.
So and then when she's come back the other direction, then she hollered out at us, stop traffic.
It's a good Carb Day. I like Bare Naked Ladies. I think...
I thought they put on a great show.
They put on a great show. You know, one of the things, we'll talk about it. You know, right now I think our focus right now is to get through the season. After the season, there's going to be a lot of topics to cover.
Yes.
And
one of which is bands that we would like to see on Carb Day.
Because I think, and you know, again, I don't work for anybody at the track. And
no.
I don't think that'll ever happen.
Well, not after this.
Nope.
We have effectively burned that bridge.
Let's go ahead and cross that off those job lists.
Yeah.
Unless they really need a good lawyer. And, you know, whatever.
And in that case.
Hit a girl up. Just saying. But I think one of the things they have to start to do, and I kind of wanted them to do it this year, and I think they kind of did with Bare Naked Ladies, is skew a bit younger.
Yes.
They need to.
Yes, because in the past, and when she says a bit younger, sorry, millennials and younger, we're not actually meaning you. We're meaning those of us who are on the considered older millennials or young Generation Xers. Those of us in our 30s mm-hmm. who, hopefully, are a little bit more settled and actually have some money now.
Yeah.
So, because, you know, Jane's Addiction, 38 Special, those are very 80s bands.
Like, those are my sisters. My sister's 10 years older than me. That's her band.
Absolutely. My older cousin, my older siblings. Like, yeah, that's bands like that.
I think Bare Naked Ladies, that's us.
Yeah, that's us for sure. That's us for sure.
Steve Miller's not, but I think you could do Steve. You could, like, they could do Journey.
Uh-huh.
It crosses over. Everybody knows
a bunch of different
songs.
Yes.
Yeah, and he played my
popular
favorite song. It was fine. I'm good.
Yeah, people know, you know, everybody knows the Joker.
Yep.
You know, it's like Journey. Everybody knows Any Way You Want It. You know, there's...
Everybody just knows
everybody
Journey
knows
song.
Don't Stop Believing. Well, everybody knows every Journey song.
Yeah, Journey,
that's true.
Whatever.
That's true. So, although, I mean... I don't know. The best band I ever saw on Carb Day was ZZ Top. And that definitely doesn't skew to a younger generation, but ZZ Top is badass.
Yeah.
And I would not even be sad if they had them back again. Like, I don't know that they've ever repeated a Carb Day band, but if they were going to, they'd just start with ZZ Top.
Yeah, they could repeat
it. It was
ZZ
the highest Carb Day in attendance to date.
There you go.
By the way.
Oh,
and
some knowledge.
Yeah,
that's
dropping
knowledge.
Some knowledge.
Ooh.
Dropping it. But the best part was the average age of the people in the crowd was like 50. It was awesome. I've never seen so many baby boomers that fucked up in one place in my entire life. And so, if for no other reason than to just witness that, it was awesome. But they put on a hell of a show.
Oh, yeah. They're showmen, though.
They are.
They're showmen.
They are showmen.
And they're still out there.
Well, the next year, they followed it up with Lynyrd Skynyrd, which is another great, great fucking band.
Thank you.
So, I mean, we've had some really great bands. And I just think we've kind of been on this where we just kind of had some meh bands.
Meh.
And I'd really like us... to get some good artists.
Yeah. We could spend the next 50 minutes doing this, so we won't.
We won't, but...
But there's going to be a podcast that's 50 minutes of us discussing bands.
Discussing bands. And if anybody has any bands that they'd like to suggest, we want to hear it.
Yeah.
We want to hear who you want to see at Carb Day.
You can tweet at us, at FastCarsIn, and spell out in, because you're an adult, I-N, 317. So Twitter, FastCarsIn, 317.
Let us know. You don't have to be that condescending about it, though.
I do. You know, that's how
I know. I'm sorry. We're OCD, so sorry, not sorry. We got to spell shit out.
I do.
All right. So, Carb Day, we had a great time, as always. If you've never been to Carb Day, you should go. You get to see the last practice before race day. Not all the cars take advantage of that.
We rolled out a little late.
We rolled out a little late, which, you know, it's when you're going with a big group, we probably had 30 people going.
Yeah.
And so it's like herding cats. It's a goddamn goat rodeo trying to get to the track on Carb Day morning.
Because I feel like next year we're going to be better.
We say that every year.
I know, but next year we'll have like an actual, I think we'll have like an actual podcast. You know, we'll have more listeners. Next year, guys, we're going to do you better.
Yeah, we'll do better next year.
I mean, we might even talk about the Indy Lights race.
We might. So if you go, you get to see practice.
Yeah.
You get to see the Indy Lights, the Freedom 100.
Yep.
And Indy Lights is... one of the leagues that's on the road to Indy. It's kind of like the minor leagues for those of you baseball fans.
The Mazda road to Indy. Excuse me.
Excuse me, indeed.
And then
the pit stop challenge.
The Hag Toyer? How do we pronounce that? The watch people.
Oh.
Hag Toyer.
Tower?
Tower, maybe. I'm from Southern Indiana, so
Tower,
that's
Toyer.
How I pronounce it.
I don't know. I know how to spell it.
Well, that's good.
T-A-U-E-R.
Yep. Pronounce it however you want.
Their watches are fucking expensive.
Yeah.
Funny fact about Hag Toyer. You get a watch when you win the Indy 500.
Yeah, I think they're one of the big sponsors.
And when Dixon and Dario got robbed at Taco Bell, these kids did not... I'm sure everybody's heard about it.
First of all, I think we need to set a correction here.
Yes, it was not the Speedway Taco...
Speedway...
No. Oh. It was not the Speedway Taco Bell. I mean, I get why they went to the one in Hawville. I'm just saying, you can't go there at that time if you're not a local.
Right.
Don't get me wrong. I go to the Taco Bell all the time because they're not chintzy on the toppings like the Speedway one is. Okay? The Speedway one wants to cheat me out on pico de gallo on my Mexi-Melt every fucking time. And I have to pay for extra pico de gallo just for it to be the regular amount of pico on a Mexi-Melt. So I get it. I go to the one in Hawville all the time because they load up the toppings. What, is it coming out of your personal paycheck? Speedway Taco Bell? No. No, it's not. So, but anyhow... But it was not the Speedway Taco Bell that they got robbed at.
It was the Hawville one. And for those of you keeping score of how many sponsors we will never have, go ahead and cross Taco Bell off that list.
Well, just the Speedway Taco Bell, the Hawville one.
Maybe. And Hag Toyer, because we can't pronounce it.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Whatever.
And Miller Lite from last time.
Yeah. Well, fuck Miller Lite.
Miller Lite. They sponsored the track. They ain't sponsoring us.
No. Well, and Coors Lite does, too. And I know that they're owned by the same parent company, but I love Coors Lite.
See,
I really do.
I'm a smile for beer, but...
I know you are, but I love Coors Light, but Miller Light, I won't do it. So anyhow,
So
Dixon and Scott Dixon and Dario Franchitti run to
Taco Bell.
They get robbed at Taco Bell, and by a 14-year-old and 15-year-old, get robbed at gunpoint. They take their phones and their wallets, don't even know who the fuck they are, don't even know that these guys are famous race car drivers.
Which is the bigger offense in my mind.
I think so. And the best part is that Dario and Scott Dixon are both avid watch collectors.
Yes.
And between the two of them, Scott Dixon had on an antique Rolex that was worth a little more than $500,000. And I think Dario had on one of his Tag Heuers from
a win.
And so there was close to $1 million worth of watches in that car.
His caution win.
I'm doing air quotes on his win. But yeah, so the kids didn't even know it, didn't even take their watches. They probably got maybe $100 of cash, but they could have had $1 million in watches had they known.
I'm sure other people have covered this, but like, really? Taco Bell? Taco Bell. And they were getting Taco Bell for a bunch of people.
I mean, none of them had, I mean, they couldn't be on the track on Monday.
Right, but Taco Bell?
I mean, I eat Taco Bell.
You and I eat Taco Bell. Not mad at that. I'm not an Indy 500 driver.
Well, I think the story was they were going to go to an Italian restaurant, but their press stuff ran late.
Okay.
And so then the restaurant wasn't open. And so then their option was pretty much only fast food.
So you're saying it was old school journalism, not new school like podcasts?
Yeah.
Okay. Well, we know who to blame now.
Yeah. So, yeah, they initially were going to go to a nicer restaurant to celebrate Dixon winning the pole.
Yeah. But instead they got robbed at Taco Bell.
In Hawville,
which, for those of you who don't live in Indiana who are listening to this, which probably nobody at this moment because this is our second podcast.
Yeah.
Hawville is...
It's a neighborhood in Indianapolis, and it's just east of the track. It's one of the neighborhoods that borders Speedway. We are our own town.
Yep.
And there's a lot of nice things about Havel, but it's not necessarily known as a nice area of town.
That's the very diplomatic way to put it.
Yes. Like, Havel has lots of wonderful things. A, I love the Taco Bell. I don't think I could say that enough. Although I've never been robbed at it, so maybe I feel differently if I was Dixon or Franchitti. But
yeah.
They also have the original Long's Bakery.
That's true.
Is the best donuts.
That's true.
In Indianapolis.
Hands down.
Cash only, by the way. So don't think you're going to go to Long's and pay with your credit card. It's old school.
Thinking about that life.
You're going to stand in line, and you better know what the hell you want, okay? Because this is not a get up there. I mean, it's not like the soup Nazi in Seinfeld. Right. Nobody's going to kick you out. But nobody has any tolerance for you trying to decide which donuts you want. So you'll have time in line, because there's always a line at Long's.
Always.
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 Any time of day.
That one, and then the one in Southport, which is not the original, but...
But it's still good. It's still excellent.
It's
excellent
closer
donuts.
To me, though.
Yes. Yeah, that's way closer to you.
So close.
And I hope that as the revitalizing Speedway, that some of that spreads out. And,
that'd be very
and
nice.
That more of the west side of Indianapolis...
Kind of picks up, too.
We'd love to see that. Some more revitalization in some of these older neighborhoods.
I don't know. People keep yelling at me that I need to move back to Speedway, so...
I do yell that at you all the time.
I know.
Like, every day.
Yeah, pretty much.
Yeah.
All right, so Carb Day. I mean, it's Carb Day. It's a big party. It's a different crowd than Saturday, which we don't go to Legends Day.
We don't.
Although...
And we're not going to start.
No. Because there's no track activity.
No, there's no track activity.
We get asked that. Like, why don't you go to the track on Saturday? There's no track
There's no activity. Track activity. There's no practice. There's no Indy cars driving around. Now, there are a lot of drivers there, and there's a lot of opportunities to meet former drivers. It's called Legends Day.
Yeah.
Because they have a lot of former drivers there, and that's awesome. But there's lots of opportunities to meet those drivers at other times during the year. And so it's just not something that we've ever really done. And also, we have a huge crowd of people come to my mom's house.
Yeah.
And we cook a big meal. This year we did pulled pork barbecue sandwiches and then had everybody bring sides, and we play cornhole, we play flip cup, we play beer pong. I taught my cousin's 4-year-old how to play beer pong.
I do want to add, as the attorney for the podcast,
he was not drinking beer. There was no beer in any of the cups.
That's true.
There was water in the cups, and people were just taking drinks out of their own drinks. So he was drinking Sprite or something, or pink lemonade, I think is what he had.
Yeah.
But he saw all the boys, and he really wanted to play, and nobody would let him play. And so he came over, and he said, they won't let me play. And I said, okay, you walk over to that guy over there. I said, you walk over to Max, and you tell him, Abby and I have next.
Yep.
I mean, I did pretty good. I'll tell you what. It took my opposing team, Max and Hayden, and still, y'all should be ashamed of yourselves.
Ashamed.
It took them way longer to beat me and a 4-year-old than it should have. I'll tell you that.
Yeah.
So, but yeah. So Saturday, we have a big party at the house. We have a bonfire.
It's a porch party, but it's a porch party that nobody will ever stop by, I think.
Yeah, because it's not.
You know, it's an adult. No, because we've got kids there.
We got kids there. It's family-friendly-ish.
It's family-friendly to a point.
To a point. Once the sun goes down, all bets are off. It's family-friendly till the sun goes down.
Yep. Because that's when the Flippy Cup starts.
Mm-hmm.
There's usually a Georgetown walk.
Yes, we always have to walk down Georgetown.
Though it was just me and two other people this year.
I know. I didn't go.
Nobody went.
I know.
I had to take the rookie by myself with one other person.
Well, I mean,
and she separated from the group.
Ugh. It's hard.
But she's kind of feisty, so I'm okay with it.
She is feisty. She is. Well, and I handed the baton off. I said to Molly, you know, she was going by herself. And I said, well, the student has become the master.
Because
I've been saying I wasn't going to watch Georgetown for years and years. Because I'm born and raised in Speedway. So I've walked Georgetown every year. And at some point, I'm just like, okay. I've seen all the drunk titties I can see.
That's really
Shit on fire.
I'll have to post
jumbo turkey legs.
There's a video I took last year of just this paper bag on fire floating through the sky. That's Georgetown in a nutshell, I feel like. Just people behind. You can just hear people screaming about. Just, there it is.
You never know what you're going to see. But I didn't really feel like going this year.
I can remember.
I was having a good time at the house.
It was good. It was a good Saturday. Quick story time, because that's all we do here. So when we lived in Speedway, so when my family still lived in Speedway, we lived, my grandmother, we called her Mamaw, lived in an assisted living home just down the street. And so it used to be that people would park in the median. And so it wasn't just Georgetown where everybody was, but it was
Crawfordsville.
Crawfordsville, thank you.
Crawfordsville Road, yeah.
I'm really not that great at directions.
That's all right.
Hashtag another reason why I couldn't be a driver.
Yeah.
Yeah. Turn left. Are you sure I should turn left and not turn right? I don't know, guys. So that's why I can't be a driver. I feel like I should turn right now and then I'd just end the race.
I think some drivers have that problem, though, too, sometimes.
I feel like they would.
Yeah.
Yeah. road courses would be the end of me.
Oh, yeah.
Like, real road courses to be like, whatever.
Right, yeah. When you have to keep changing the direction that you're turning. Yeah.
You're like, there's an Arby's. Anybody hungry? Not Taco Bell, though.
Yeah.
Anyway, way back to the story. So it used to be people would also camp out on Crawfordsville Road. So as a family, we would get in the old school van. The old school van, guys.
You know the van she's talking, the one with curtains in the windows.
Yeah, that old school van, and go
that
for a
big
ride.
Ass van that everybody who had a big family you knew had.
You know, a lot of people. Maybe it was a Woody. Maybe it wasn't. Ours wasn't. I'm okay with that.
Either way, the interior was either tan or blue.
It was blue.
Yeah. Those are the only two options for interior.
It was blue. So we picked up, this is my favorite.
It's like a baby RV almost.
It was.
Yeah.
Because you could fit everybody in there and the dog. And
I think people have tiny houses that are smaller than those vans.
Yeah, they do. So we picked up my mamaw, and it used to be we would just drive Crawfordsville Road because that's what you did in Speedway.
Yeah. You would either drive or walk.
And you would just see what the
Just to see, which when you think about that as a parent, when you have kids that are like under 6 years of age, it's kind of hilarious.
Like looking back on this story, I was like,
it's pretty inappropriate.
Why? But I still love my parents.
Yeah. Oh no. I mean,
Teresa might say this never happened. It did.
They used to have bungee jumping on the corner right in front of the Wild Cherry, which is the strip club. But I don't think it's there anymore since they redid Georgetown. Yeah. I think the Wild Cherry is no more. But anyhow, but they used to have a bungee, they had a crane for bungee jumping right in the parking lot of the strip club, and we would go and watch these drunk dumbasses bungee jump every year. And mom would just take us, and we just laugh and laugh and laugh at all the drunk people.
Yep.
So that's what we do for...
That's what we used to do. That's what
for cheap family entertainment in Speedway.
If you lived in Speedway during that race weekend, that's what you did.
That's what you did.
So we picked up my mamaw, and we drove through, and of course, at that time, and today... And today there are a lot of signs that said "Show me your tits."
Mm-hmm.
Now I left my grandmother dearly; she's passed, but she did have Alzheimer's by this time, and so she saw that sign.
She followed directions.
Oh, Mama decided to start to follow directions. Now, luckily, she was stopped by my mom. But today, I think about that every race weekend because it was always the Saturday before the race weekend, and I'm named after that woman. Like I was born like 13 minutes right after her birthday. But
you never told me that.
I feel like I have.
You never told me that Mamaw tried to show her tits.
Mamaw tried to flash. Now, we don't know, but we're pretty sure that guy, because my sister was in the car at the time, and my sister is 10 years older than me.
Sure.
So she was probably like 16, 17.
Yeah, she was right in that. Right, well, and your sister was hot as hell.
Yeah, she was.
In high school. She was a swimmer.
Very pretty.
She was on the Speedway swim team. Yeah, I mean, she is still very beautiful.
Yeah.
But I mean, because I mean, you and I have been friends since we were like 4 or 5.
Yeah.
And so, you know, obviously, I remember your sister. I remember just being in awe of how beautiful your sister was and wanting to, you know, she was so much older than us and she was so cool.
Yeah.
Yeah. But oh, yeah, anyway. She was definitely who that sign was
that
aimed
sign
at.
It was
aimed for your sister.
At my sister. Yeah. But my mamma decided to follow directions. And I maintain, and, you know, as we say, we don't let the truth get in front of a good story, that that guy probably put that sign away.
He did. It probably scarred him for life.
He's probably about to see some mamma titties.
Right? He was about to see some mamma titties. Mm-hmm. Now, this is not a biker rally.
Nope.
Yeah, that's the only difference between Indy 500 and a biker rally. At a biker rally, they are interested in all titties.
Yeah.
At the Indy 500, they're still a little selective.
They're selective about titties.
They are. I mean, I'm not saying they have any right to be.
No.
But they still are.
But they still are. This is
selective. So Georgetown, that was a good time. We had a great group of people that came out to the porch party at Bird's house.
Thanks to Bird every year who hosts it. And I
know
all
of the people and the friends and family who helped to get the house ready and get the yard ready. This year especially, we had issues with our ceiling. Our house was torn up for what seemed like seven years. It was like 5 months, but we had to replace the ceiling. And so my younger sister and my mom's best friend came over on Mother's Day, and the four of us just tackled the house.
Yeah,
and
it looked
got
fantastic.
It ready to go. It looked amazing.
And we had a great, everybody brought food. We had a great spread.
Oh, we had a great spread of food. We've kind of revamped our party because it used to be my mom would do everything. And then we were like, nobody else does this. Like, nobody provides all the food.
No.
Like, let's work smart, not hard. Mm-hmm. So we've kind of been changing how we do our parties. And I divided up by last name on who was bringing what. And it worked out really well. We had so much food and so much good food.
Good food.
So much good food. So we had pasta salad. We had a new buffalo chicken dip. Because sadly, my cousin Rob and his wife Becky weren't able to come this year.
Yeah.
They did send a family representative. So shout out to Adam, who was the only one from KY to show up.
There you go.
Well, and his friend. And his friend Quinn. And we had a new buffalo chicken dip
because
we had two different kinds of mac and cheese.
Two different kinds of mac and cheeses, which as vegetarians talk dirty to me with some mac and cheese.
Talk dirty to me. cottage cheese. That's a staple.
That's a staple. Your sister made that really good Greek salad.
Oh, she made it like, it was like a 7-layer bean dip, but it was a 7-layer Mediterranean dip. Ooh, it had hummus, tzatziki. Mm. Oh, God, it was good. Feta cheese.
Talk dirty, tzatziki.
Woo. Yeah, tomatoes, red onion. Mm-mm. I don't remember what else was on it, but it was delicious. We had little pita chips to eat it with. So many people brought good desserts. We had homemade cakes, cookies.
We ate well.
Yeah, we ate like kings.
I mean, nobody stopped by who's important. We were important.
So we were important. We're important.
Yeah, the food was great.
Yeah. I mean, I'm my number one fan, so.
Let's be real.
I like my own tweets sometimes.
That's not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Not ashamed.
Not ashamed. I mean, I won't do that on Facebook. I mean, I have some class. Okay.
I know people who do that.
I do too. I make fun of them. But on Twitter, I'll like my own tweets. Hell yeah. It's a different game. Twitter's my favorite social media.
I like Twitter. I like Instagram a little bit more, but I'm a visual person.
I know. I'm glad that you like Insta better because somebody needs to maintain our Insta page and it's sure shit not going to be me.
I know. That's me.
I know. It's not going to be me. In fact, I posted 2 photos this week and that's probably
the most
that I'm going to do.
Yeah.
For, I don't know, like the next six months.
I think probably one is just a repost on one of mine.
Yeah.
Yeah. It's okay.
Yeah.
So Saturday, and by the way, I just want to point out that Abby and I went into Saturday with the mindset of, we have to get up early. So last year, 100th running, they kept saying, get into the track early, get just, you know, whatever, avoid all the lines.
Avoid all the fuckery. We did. We were the first ones to our seats, and it was actually awesome to be there early.
It was. We posted up.
We were all settled. We got to go down and get food before there were lines.
Which was great.
We got to spread out in our seats before everybody else showed up. Because, just so you know, my family, we have 16 tickets together. And that's a lot of people. We went down this next year.
Did you renew?
We did. Oh, yeah. We renewed. Oh, we renewed. We renewed before the race even happened.
All right. I just want to, like, you know, everybody on Twitter, hey, at Doug Bowles, we renewed.
Yeah. We renewed before the race even happened.
Okay.
Like, yeah. We do not mess around.
That was a really bad.
Yeah. We just, I'm glad you guys couldn't see that because we just attempted a high five and just fucked it up.
Or.
Like the band nerds we are.
I'm okay with it.
Yeah. It's fine.
Anyway.
So last year
we got in there early and we decided.
Posted up. Yeah. We like this. We like to see all the stuff beforehand. We're going to do this next year. And then also my Uncle Mick is no longer coming to the race. And he used to always be in charge of making biscuits and gravy on race morning.
Yeah.
And so that got delegated to me, which is fine. I make amazing biscuits and gravy. I make fire biscuits and gravy. I really do. I eat mostly vegetarian, but I will eat my own biscuits and gravy because they're delicious.
Well, as we discussed during race weekend, when I get a little drunk, if it's meat and it's deep fried, I'm going to eat it.
Fact. Yeah. That's fact.
I'm sorry. Vegetarians can hate all they want.
I know. That's why I always say I'm mostly vegetarian.
But drunk meat. Can't be trusted.
No, drunk meat cannot be trusted with a lot of things. Meat. Can't be trusted around meat. Fast cars, fast girls. Okay.
Sorry, Mom.
We cannot be trusted around meat when we're drunk, and you can take that to the bank.
Yep.
So we were like, okay, we're not going to stay up that late because I have to get up at 5:30 to make biscuits and gravy because the crew that rolls in on race day and Molly had to set up the Bloody Mary bar because the crew that rolls in on race day rolls in between 6 and 6:15.
Yeah.
Best laid plans.
Oh, yeah.
We got a solid hour and 45 minutes of sleep.
Probably, yeah. Yeah. Like, I retired, but I did not sleep. I just
laid
there.
No. No, we probably fell asleep between 3:30 and 3:45.
Yeah. And then the alarms went off.
At 5:30. And
then I panicked because I looked at my phone. I was like, shit, your family's coming.
And so we got up. We threw on our checkered aprons.
Because, of course.
Yes, because we're Betty fucking Crocker.
Checkered Betty fucking Crocker.
Yes, checkered Betty fucking Crocker.
Hashtag, by the way, checkered everything.
Checkered everything.
Feel free to use it next year.
So we got up. Molly set up the Bloody Mary bar. I made about a gallon and a half of sausage gravy. And went out to the yard, grabbed my next drink, sat out by the fire, smoking a cigarette. And people are coming in, which I found out that apparently there was betting that happened. And I cost Uncle Rude $20 because he had the over-under that I wasn't going to wake up in time to make biscuits and gravy.
We did clean up on bets this year.
You cleaned up. You didn't let me in on any of the side bets.
Sorry.
Yeah.
Side bets.
Molly made $60 this year betting people that there was not going to be a rain delay.
I just want to say, don't ever bet against me on Indiana weather. Don't do it.
It's like getting in a land war in Asia.
It's one of the three things.
Don't bet against Molly.
Don't bet against me with Indiana weather.
With Indiana weather.
You will lose.
Yeah, so, yeah. You cleaned up on bets.
I did.
I did not.
You cleaned up on the final bet.
Well, I did. Okay.
I'm most important.
Yeah, so. So then I realized that the entire second floor of the house didn't even awake yet, and we only have about one serving left. So I had to make another gallon and a half of gravy. So it was, we went through some B&G this year.
We did.
We went through some B&G.
Lit up.
But yeah, it was great. So then we went to the track early again this year, got to see the whole pre-race pageant, yeah. Everything.
All
the drivers.
I saw and recognized AJ Foyt from my father, who still yells at me.
Yes, which we love AJ Foyt.
We do. It's Chick's driver. I'm taking him to the thing.
And in your defense,
he did not look like he did when he was a driver.
He does not look like he did when he was a driver.
I mean,
so.
I looked at my father, as you might have learned from last podcast, he came with us to Fast Friday. And he's coming back next year. He's coming back.
Oh, yeah, he is.
Yeah, he is. And I said, oh, who's that? And he said, that's AJ Foyt. How do you not recognize him? And I thought, well, because it's been years, and he's not in driving weight.
Well, that's a very, nice way to say
that's
it.
That's a very nice way to say it, and there's no other way. I mean, he just... Look, I'm not mad at him.
Let me just say, AJ Foyt, even when he was a driver, was bigger than most drivers.
He was.
More stout. Like more that. Portly.
A little more husky.
So even when he was a driver, you're going to hear me open a can, because it's not a podcast about the Indy if we're not drinking. Yeah. So
Hashtag sponsored by alcohol.
Yeah. Mm-hmm. Hashtag sponsored by Jesus.
And alcohol.
Yep. So, but now he looks like he ate a few drivers. So... Yep. So, yeah, I said it.
Yep.
So, he, if you're not familiar with seeing him, you would not necessarily recognize him based on historical photos.
But I got yelled at a lot.
Well.
There's a lot of disappointment. But to be fair, there's a lot of disappointment that whole weekend when he realized, oh, this is what happened.
Yeah.
But he's coming back.
He's coming back?
He's coming back.
He's coming back. So,
shout out.
All right. So,
we got to see all the cars go through where everybody finally showed up. Although...
They did not have the fried cheese this year. And
we take a minute to talk
about
this?
Yes, because
the
year before they had a stand that sold corn dogs, which I find to be the most disgusting food on the planet.
See, I'll eat them when I'm
done. I know.
That's
you love the corn dogs, but I won't do that. I won't do hot dogs. There is not a level of drunk where I will eat hot dogs, much less corn dogs. But that same booth also sold like giant sticks of cheddar cheese that they breaded and then deep fried. So it's like it was like a corn dog, but instead of a hot dog in the middle... It was cheese.
It's vegetarian corn dog.
It was the best thing I've ever tasted.
It was.
We've talked about it all year long.
All year long.
And the stand was like just below where we come down out of our stands. We sit in paddock, although we're hoping to do stand E. Wink, wink, Doug Bowles.
Anybody out there listening from tickets. I hyped it up so much that the woman the girl I brought, I don't know, she's an adult. I call her a girl because she's younger than me. She was like, I can't wait to taste this fried cheese. I'm like, I can't wait either. Not there.
It wasn't there.
Also, they ran out of food.
They ran out of fucking food.
They ran out of hot dogs.
By like 10:15. At 10:15, the fucking race didn't even start till 12:26 or whatever it was. They were running out of food left and right. There was a Greek place. They were like, all we have is French fries. And I was like, okay, I'll take French fries. And they were like, it's going to be 20 minutes. In what fucking universe does it take 20 minutes to deep fry French fries? I have worked in the restaurant business for 8 years. Okay?
Oh,
it doesn't take
so
that
mad.
Long anywhere.
No.
No. Not even if they're frozen.
Not even Outback.
Not even Outback.
Not even Outback.
Although we didn't, we did. Did we deep fry?
I don't
remember. Well, I wasn't ever on the food prep side of Outback, but.
But I still, I could have warmed up my oven, which is gas.
Yeah.
Baked some fries.
I could have grown potatoes. I could have cleaned it, sliced it, chopped it.
Deep fried it.
Or
in the
bought oven. A deep fryer, warmed up the oil, put it in there, and done that faster than they were making French fries. So yeah, I don't know what happened, but they were running out of food left and right.
So
that just means I drank more.
Again, if somebody needs to look at the contracts and they need a lawyer, just saying.
Molly would be happy to look at your food contracts.
I would be there for your food contracts.
She'd be happy to.
The cheese stand will
be IMS.
Coming. Yes, at IMS.
The cheese sticks are coming back.
They're coming back.
Hashtag bring back the cheese sticks.
Yes.
Hashtag bring back fried cheese.
Bring back fried cheese. Hashtag feel free to hashtag that out. If we can start a groundswell on Twitter, perhaps it'll come back.
A little grassroots movement about the fried cheese.
Yeah.
I think we can get some excitement about that because anybody who had it last year knows that it was just fucking stellar.
Oh, my God.
Oh, so, God, it was amazing.
So we had some food issues.
Okay, so hashtag bring back fried cheese. all right, so the race was awesome. And
oh, my gosh.
We do a little bet in our seats. For $1, you get to pick a driver.
Yeah.
And if your driver wins, then you win the pot. So you win $16. It's a real big pot.
Yep.
Although I do allow people to bet more than once if they want to. And we have a standing rule that if your driver gets crashed out by somebody else, if it is not their fault, and they get crashed out within the first 50 laps, then you get to pick another driver. So I had picked Scott Dixon. Because, I mean, he won the pole. Yeah. He put up some fast times. I'm a Scott Dixon fan.
Scott's a solid driver.
He's a solid driver. Yeah. And he's been driving for a long time. Mm-hmm. And he's awesome. And he's Australian. I love the Aussies. And his crew during qualifications, they said so many hilarious things over the radio that I was like, these are my people.
Yeah.
These are my people. And so I picked Dixon and Jay Howard. Got a little loose and... Got a little loose, and Dixon actually had a hell of a crash that I can't fucking believe he walked away from.
I'm still floored by that crash.
I mean, it was like silence in the stands, and then Dixon hopped out of his car and everybody erupted. And so I'm sure on TV it looked like we were, you know, like in the Roman Coliseum cheering on, you know, whatever, near-death experiences. But it was, everybody was cheering because he hopped out of his car so fast.
Everybody screamed, silence... He got out. Everybody cheered.
Everybody cheered. Mm-hmm. And so it looked like we were cheering for the crash, but we were not, in fact. We were cheering because he got out of the car.
Yeah.
Because that crash just looked horrific.
It did.
I mean, I thought for a minute that he might...
I did. Yeah. Because he was upside down coming at that barrier where...
And he hit the catch fence. Barrier. Yeah, the safer barrier.
Safer barrier, which is a fantastic... development.
It is.
Developed here at the IMS.
It was developed here at the IMS. It's one of the many safety measures that have come to pass in the world of racing. And in fact, when you go back and look at older videos, it's actually, I mean, Tom Carnegie's actually quoted as saying, I don't remember when it was or where, but in the older days of racing, that they pretty much averaged like one death a year at the Indianapolis 500.
Yeah.
And so we're very lucky to have these safety improvements in place.
Oh, yeah.
So that we don't see as many fatal accidents like we used to. Yeah. So, and I'm glad that we didn't see a fatal accident that day as well. So
it was red flag though.
It was red flag. There was way too much debris, which is not always the case. Mm-hmm. So the severity of the injury to the driver does not dictate the red flag necessarily.
Yeah.
It just kind of, it depends. So Dixon got crushed. I was lap 53. So I took a vote from the crowd. They allowed me to pick a new driver. And I picked Takuma Sato, who ended up winning the Indianapolis 500.
What the heck?
First Japanese driver to ever win the Indianapolis 500. And he's a great driver.
He is.
And he's been around for a long time. He raced in Formula One as well.
Yeah.
And in IndyCar. And he is a solid driver. He runs for Andretti, doesn't he?
Yes, he's an Andretti.
Yeah. He's an Andretti driver. And although we don't like Marco, we do love Takuma Sato.
We do.
Sato Takuma, as they say in Japan.
That's true. And I like Rossi. I think he's got the strategery.
We do like Rossi. Although, I don't know if you ever paid attention, but when you look at any photos of Rossi, he kind of looks like a serial killer.
Which, and I will say this as well, I don't photograph well sometimes if I'm not paying
attention.
Sure. I don't look, I don't know. So we've decided he might be a serial killer.
He might be a serial killer.
He might be. It's okay. Well, it's not okay.
I mean, as long as we're not the ones he kills, it's okay.
Well, now that we put this out there.
I know. Now we're probably going to be next on his list.
It's going to happen.
Yeah. So, no, if you don't hear from us, that's why.
Yeah, got killed.
Go to Rossi first.
Yep.
It just kind of looks like a serial killer. So we've got some memes for that as well that we may or may not post.
I think we need to post the Nope one only because my mother is in love with
him. Oh, yeah. We did make a meme for Rossi because he was the first one to race after Bourdais crashed. The first one to qualify after Bourdais crashed. And they asked him if he was, you know, hesitant or scared at all. And he just responded, just
nope.
Nope. Nope. So we did a Rossi meme with hashtag Nope.
Yeah.
Because he was just so just nope.
Which... I suppose that's how drivers need to be.
I mean, they have to be. I mean, they all have been involved in accidents,
yeah.
And they all have seen very bad crashes, and so you just kind of have to be in that mindset where you just don't go there emotionally.
Go ahead and put that under another reason why I couldn't be a driver.
Oh, yeah. Well, I mean, yeah, you think about, like, you know, anytime I've been in a car accident, even a fender bender, I'm jumpy for the next month every time I get too close to somebody. You know, somebody pulls out too far in a driveway, and I'm honking the horn. I'm like, you better back up, motherfucker! And I'm like, and all I did was a fender bender, so I can't even imagine the kind of... calmness mentally that they must have to do this day in and day out at those speeds, knowing the risk that they take. So
I mean, I only get that calm before a hearing, and even then, it depends.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I hear that. I mean, and I get that, you know, detaching yourself emotionally, because as a nurse, you know, I mean, I obviously care about my patients, but I can't get emotionally involved in them, or I can't do my job effectively.
Yeah.
If I'm making decisions based on emotions and not based on critically thinking and based on science, then I'm not being an effective nurse. So
that's true.
Yeah. But I think it's different when I'm looking at, you know, a person who's going through something and I'm caring for them as opposed to me being the person who's going through
right.
it.
Right.
It's very different.
Jumping in a car going 230 some odd miles.
Yeah.
Now.
Like the pit chief saying that, like, no, they're not worried because the last person was in a crash. That's a different story than the driver saying they're yeah. not worried. You know, it's... Yeah, a little bit different.
But we do believe he might be a serial killer. So.
Yeah, so...
Hashtag, is Rossi a serial killer?
Is Rossi a serial killer? Yeah, I mean...
Just saying.
I haven't seen his date from the banquet since. That's all I'm going to say. So we had a great race.
Takuma won.
Takuma Sato won. And I will say that he was... It was a good race. There was a lot of passing. There was a lot of action.
I was heartbroken. I did not... I mean, I chose Will Power to win because I think Will is a good driver. I think he was going
into it. He's an excellent driver.
Hungry after the GP.
Oh, absolutely.
And he's solid. He's won a lot. I just like his driving. He's one of those guys I'm like, yeah, Will's going to make a good show. I kind of wanted to choose Fernando. I didn't think Fernando was going to win, though.
I didn't think he was
going
to win.
Going into it, and first of all, shout out to him. Coming into it, I know that, like, the viewing of his ROP was, like, it trended worldwide.
Wow.
Because F1 people were interested. Fernando typically, I mean, he's an F1 driver. So he's kind of.
And ROP, by the way, is Rookie Orientation Program.
Yeah. That's
just me. So you know, the only track in the United States that requires a Rookie Orientation Program is in Indianapolis Motor Speedway.
Because you know what? It's going to fuck your shit up.
Yeah. There is no other place that will wreck your shit faster yep. than the Indianapolis Motor Speedway. And so it does not matter how long you've been a driver in another type of driving.
Mm-hmm.
Because obviously Fernando Alonso is
not been driving for a while.
He's not a new driver by nope. any means, but it's his first time racing IndyCar. You have to do the ROP.
Yeah.
And in fact, when Michael Andretti came back to racing,
yeah,
the first year that Marco raced, if you have not raced at the Indy 500 at the Indianapolis Motor Speedway within the last 10 years, you must redo your rookie orientation program.
Yeah.
So Michael Andretti had to redo his, even though he had raced in prior Indianapolis 500s.
Yep.
So at the IMS, we do take safety very seriously.
I appreciate that you use the word we.
Well, I mean, I say we as in them and us as the fans.
Yes, that's
true. I mean, because we really don't want to see people hurt.
No. I mean, a good crash is a good crash because it's spectacular, but at the end of the day, nobody wants anybody hurt.
No, nobody wants to see anybody hurt. And we also don't want to see a race that's run 75% of the time under a yellow flag.
Or finished under yellow.
Or finished under yellow. That's a quote-unquote win. Dario.
Every time. Every time. I'm going to try and work this in.
I know.
It's okay.
I know.
But I
really do like Dario Franchitti.
It's fine.
I really do think he's a good driver.
He is. He is. A lot of people love him. He's a good guy. Sad to see him go out. Sad to see Alonso go out. But I'll tell you what. He got out of that car. And if anybody was there, if you watch it on YouTube or whatever, I mean, a roar went up from the crowd. Because I think here at Indy, we understood that there's a greater narrative behind that one.
Yes.
Yeah, that's
there is. And we always enjoy here at Indy.
We
here having
at Indy.
Drivers from, you know, from other open wheel like F1 or even, you know, when we have NASCAR drivers that want to come and race the Indy 500. You know, it's one of those races that it stands alone.
Yeah.
I mean, it stands with the rest of IndyCar racing, but it stands alone.
Yeah.
I would say it's probably the most notable IndyCar race in the world.
I would agree.
We are called the greatest spectacle in racing, which, by the way, is a phrase coined by a woman.
Yep.
In the 1930s.
There you go.
So that was coined by a woman. Thank you very much.
You're welcome.
So we are the greatest fans in racing.
We are the greatest fans in racing.
We are the greatest fans in racing.
I mean, I'm going to go ahead and say we're the greatest podcast in racing. I feel like it's a little too soon.
I mean...
But...
At least to us, we are.
Yeah, to us.
To me, we are.
Yeah.
We'll always be the greatest.
Go big or go home.
Yeah. I mean, hashtag we are your squad goals.
We are.
In fact, if you guys really want to know the history behind how this podcast started, it started with a few hashtags, a few memes, and a few too many beers. That's really...
And then it was, you know what? We're women, and we love IndyCar. I bet there are a lot of ladies out there who would like to know more about IndyCar, because... I'm going to take a moment here, but like Elio was on Dancing with the Stars. Hinch was on Dancing
yep.
with the Stars.
And will be again this season.
Again?
I think so.
What the fuck?
I know.
Look at this knowledge. No idea. I'm not going to lie to you. I don't watch Dancing with the Stars. So.
I mean, I don't really either, but I think I might have to now because I just love Hinch.
I do too.
So, okay. So, great race.
Great race.
We're glad that Dixon wasn't injured.
Yeah.
We're glad that the IMS is serious about safety.
Yeah. We're sad that Alonso got out of the race.
We are. Would have really liked to see him finish and see him.
Because he led a couple of times.
He did.
Yeah.
He did. I mean, he was racing a good race.
Fantastic racer.
But we'd love to have him back next year.
Come on back.
Come on back. In fact, speaking of other racers or drivers from other disciplines, you know, we've had Tony Stewart,
yeah.
who was a NASCAR driver who raced in the Indy 500. He's won. There's only a handful of drivers that have ever done the Indy 500 and the Coca-Cola 600 in the same day. Only a handful, and Tony Stewart is one of those. So say what you want about Tony Stewart. Some people really don't like him. I actually think he's a hell of a guy. He's a super nice guy. If you ever meet him face to face,
he's from here, right?
He's from Columbus, Indiana.
There you go.
He's Southern a super Indiana. Nice guy, Southern Indiana. If you meet him and you say, you know, hey, oh, you're Tony Stewart, this and that, he'll shake your hand. He'll talk to you. He's just very pleasant. Very personable. The same cannot be said about Jeff Gordon, who's from Pittsburgh, Indiana. He's a dick. He's a dick. And I don't like him as a person, and I don't like him as a driver. I mean, I don't really care for a lot of NASCAR anyway, but I do want to take this time to diss on Jeff Gordon, because without your fans, you'd be nowhere. So don't be such a dick. In fact, didn't he stop racing this year?
He
had his last race. Couldn't be happier to never have to see his privileged ass on a television screen.
What's this year? It might have been last year.
Whatever. Yeah. Either way, couldn't be happier.
I don't know. Do I follow
him? In fact, I hope I'm the only person that's still talking about Jeff Gordon. Okay, I hope I'm the last person that's talking about him. But Tony Stewart, on the other hand, great guy. And if nothing else, deserves your respect, because racing 1,100 miles in one day is a hell of a feat.
Not mad at that.
Yeah, no. It is. So, all right. Also, this week at the track, if you missed it, Pat McAfee lived in the infield.
Yeah.
For a week.
Yeah.
With the Glampers. He said that he and the Glampers didn't really get along, which doesn't surprise me. Because anybody who's glamping and not actually camping doesn't really seem like the Pat McAfee type.
No.
Yeah.
I'm just going to put that out there for IMS. Hopefully we'll have enough people by this time next, you know, by like February of next
year.
Well,
I mean, I don't want to be with the Glampers next year.
I don't want to be with the Glampers, but I'm just saying.
I mean, I don't want to be anywhere where I have a curfew, but if I could just have unrestricted access.
That'd be great.
Yeah. And we wouldn't ask stupid questions in the media room, I promise.
I don't.
We'd ask
good questions.
We'd ask good questions.
We're smart people.
We are. Yeah. We are. An attorney and a nurse. I mean, we're professionals.
We're going to ask some pretty big and good questions.
Some good questions, for sure.
Also, we're native, so we can survive.
Absolutely. And see, Pat McAfee, if you ever listen to this, we think your problem was you didn't go into the infield
with a native.
Mm-hmm.
You're like a native guide. And
you need a local guide. Yes. Just how my... both of our families, we are big Pat McAfee fans. I'm not even a Colts fan, and I'm a Pat McAfee fan.
We all know Chick Hilliker's feelings.
Oh, yeah. Chick, Molly's dad, has quite the bromance with Pat McAfee.
It's one-sided.
It's one-sided, which I guess is considered stalking.
It is.
More than a bromance.
Let's put that under the protective order soon to be issued.
Yeah, soon to be issued. But we think that if you maybe went to the track next year with some Speedway natives like Molly and I... You'd like it a lot better. It's kind of like you don't climb Mount Everest without a local Sherpa.
We are basically your Speedway Sherpas.
Yeah. So we know Rossi canceled on you, but considering that he's a serial killer, that's probably for the best.
He's probably killing somebody.
He probably canceled because he was murdering somebody. Jeez. Who knows?
Let's go ahead and put Alexander Rossi and Marco Andretti. I'm starting a list of people who will never come on.
People who will never come on. Okay, so the race was fantastic. Great ending.
Our typical ending to the weekend, by the way. We end with the race.
We typically end with the race, and then everybody kind of goes, we go back to the house, and like anybody in Speedway does, or in Indianapolis, because you can't watch the race live, except for during the 100th, because it was sold out, because there's a blackout. We go back to the house, we put it on the TV, we watch it again.
Yeah.
Because...
Why not?
And so we go back and we eat some leftovers and we shoot the shit and hang out and maybe play some more games. Maybe... We're not about that traffic life. No. We like to wait it out at the house. And luckily, again, thanks to Bird, she just opens up her house the whole weekend to friends and family so that we can just have a good time and relax. So we had a great Sunday, but it did not end.
Didn't
end for us there. We had the banquet on Monday, so we got together like it was high school prom.
We did.
We went over to Molly's parents' house. We didn't even go over to one of our houses. We went to Molly's parents' house.
Old school prom.
Old school prom. So that our parents could take pictures of us beforehand and we could get ready together and do our hair and makeup.
Do our makeup.
And we're going to send a shout out to Three Sisters in a Trunk.
Yeah. Yeah.
A local business on Main Street and Speedway. Main Street is just up and coming.
Love it.
And we love all the new developments they've been doing. We've got businesses that are popping up left and right. New restaurants, new bars. We've got Big Woods down on the corner of 10th and Main, which is a great time. Daredevil Brewery. Love that. The A.J. Foyt Wine Vault.
Foyt Winery.
And that's wonderful. Sarah Fisher and her husband, they have the 1911 Grill and the go-karting.
The karting. Carpenter's there.
Ed Carpenter Racing. You his home there. Base is there. You cannot go in there. But you can walk by and take a picture.
You can't go in there ever.
Oh, I can't go in there.
No.
Well, and we'll get to why.
Yeah.
We're pretty sure that Ed Carpenter, the next time we meet, is going to have a restraining order on me. But we'll get to that story here in a minute. But Sarah Fisher, love her.
Love her.
And she's a sweetheart. She loves Speedway. And so we are very happy to have her and her husband there with their businesses, helping to rejuvenate the neighborhood and the area. And
it's definitely picked up from when it used to be.
It definitely has.
I'm excited.
And I'm glad that we've turned it into more than just bars. Because for a while, it seemed like they were, you know, people were hesitant because they didn't want it to turn into another Broderpool, which if you're not from Indianapolis, Broderpool is an area of town that has all kinds of fun, eccentric shops and stuff, but there's a whole stretch of bars. And so, and if you're 21 or 22, it's the place
right,
to go.
Yeah.
By the time you're 26, you're too old to hang out in Broderpool, except for a few choice places. The Red Room, you can still go there.
Yep.
If you're in your 30s, just go to the Red Room.
Yeah, that's funny.
But you better stay the hell out of Rock Lobster, okay? Like, if you are not celebrating a 21st birthday, then you are too old to be in Rock Lobster. Or Land Sharks.
Yeah,
that's another one.
I don't know. It's been a while.
It's been a while. I'm sure they probably have all changed names.
We've aged out of Broadway.
Right? We've aged out of Broadway. Yeah, we've aged out.
Anyway, really excited about Speedway development.
And
I keep looking for office space there.
Absolutely.
If I'm going
absolutely.
Private.
So to go back, so Three Sisters in a Trunk is one of the local boutiques. It's a secondhand shop. They make some of their own clothes. They make some of their own creations. They do consignment stuff. And so we went there once we found out that we got the tickets to the banquet. And they had a dress that fit me like a glove.
Didn't even require any
alterations.
How it fit you.
And it's a black tie event, people. So it's, you know, I couldn't just wear my usual trash that I wear to the track.
Right. We couldn't roll up like we did.
We couldn't roll up in our hashtag dirtball chic.
Right.
And by the way, we're gonna tag. There's an article that was in Nuvo a couple years ago about a rookie orientation program for Indy 500 spectators. And it is hilarious. And we will credit the article and the author. Thank you. And so the phrase dirtball chic is what this author coined as our race attire in the city of Indianapolis.
It fits.
Dirtball chic.
We even roll out like checkered dresses at the race, but still dirtball chic.
I mean, we bring the chic into the dirtball.
We do.
I mean, because I'll tell you what, we're sure as shit not showering on race morning.
God, no.
That's not happening. Not when I'm getting up at 5:30 to make biscuits and gravy. A shower is not included. That's a fact about me.
So we got ready like it was prom.
Like it was prom, and Three Sisters in a Trunk, they had a dress there for me, and then Molly already had a dress,
because
she's more
professional.
I'm a fancy lawyer. She's fancy.
Oh my.
Fancy pants.
You gotta have that black dress.
I mean, I had some black dresses, but
that one fits you just perfectly.
Yeah, it just fit perfectly. And so, and then they added on some checkered flags to our dresses, because we won for wearing checkers, and so we didn't want to just show up at this thing.
We had to.
Not wearing anything checkered. Yeah, it had to happen. We had to give a shout out to the reason we were there.
We did.
And the banquet was so fucking cool.
Oh my gosh.
Oh my gosh. It was so cool. We saw so many people. We're going down the escalator. And coming up is Ed Carpenter and his wife. And I yell out, Ed Carpenter! Hi! I'm from Indianapolis. I love you. We all love you. Your kids are adorable. Your family's so sweet. We love you in Indianapolis. And his wife was like, oh, thank you. And Ed just looks at me like, you're going to be a police problem.
My next order. Oh, my God.
He was not appreciative at all.
I feel like he probably was just...
I think he's probably more of an introvert anyway. And I think I really caught him off guard. Because typically the people who go to the banquet are a little more refined, I would say.
Yeah.
And it's not that we can't clean up well.
We cleaned up.
But we were kind of starstruck.
Next year if we go, we'll be better.
I don't know that we will be.
We'll be a little better.
A little better. And so then right after Ed Carpenter, we saw Hinchcliffe on the escalator. I was like, Hinch! We heard you on Pat McAfee. You're hilarious. I'm a scuba diver too. And Molly turns and she goes, please tell me you're not going to do this for every person we pass. And I turned and I said, oh, I'm doing it for everybody. And she was like, we're going to get banned next year. And I was like, that's
black flagged.
That's a very real possibility. We're going to get black flagged from the banquet. Penalty.
Leave.
Penalty. But yeah, which I was going to apologize to Ed, but he really avoided me like the plague the rest of the night, which is what makes me think that the next time I try and contact him, it will result in an order of protection. So the impending restraining order from Ed Carpenter, we will keep you fully abreast of that.
Hashtag Will Ed Carpenter file a restraining order against Abby? That's a long hashtag. What was that hashtag we were going to use?
I don't know. We had a funny hashtag
for it. We had a great hashtag
for it. Yeah. But I did go up to Hinchcliffe later on. I had left the main banquet area to use the restroom. Because the banquet goes on for quite a few hours.
Yeah, by the way, I didn't know this. All 33 of them speak.
Yeah, I didn't know that beforehand.
No, somebody told me that and I went, what? All of them?
All of them.
I feel like the top 10, maybe.
Nope. Every single one of them
speak.
So, which is actually pretty cool.
It's okay.
I mean, and again, we still have afterglow from it because it was our first time going to the victory celebration.
We felt so fancy.
We walked on the red carpet.
We did.
It was so cool. And now we're gonna have to go every year because it was just awesome.
It will.
But I had left to go to the restroom, and I come back, and then I see James Hinchcliffe and his girlfriend standing.
Horrible.
They're adorable together.
They're adorable.
And they have a cute story. They actually went to prom together in high school. They weren't dating, but they went to prom together.
That's just so
and then
cute.
They reconnected. He's a Canadian. He's got a great beard. He has a great beard.
You know how I feel about beard.
Molly.
Let's just say I'm a beard slut.
Yeah, she's a beard slut. It's true.
Damn, if it's a good beard.
He's got a great beard. And he's a scuba diver.
Which you are.
Which I am as well. Molly's supposed to be, but whatever.
Yeah,
will be.
It's going to happen.
It will.
It's on
and
the
so
list.
I text Molly. I'm right outside the doors, and I text her, and I say, come outside the doors right now. I need you immediately.
Which
sends Molly into full panic mode, because...
Full attorney panic mode. I'm like, nope, this is it.
Abby's been arrested.
We're getting kicked out of the banquet. I mean, I jumped up.
She's pushing people out of the way, knocking tables over.
I'm throwing open the door, ready to go.
Ready to go, because she's thinking...
Full lawyer cause mode.
Typically, because Molly is my attorney. I've had her on retainer since the day she passed the bar.
Yep.
And so, typically if I send her a text, it's like, I need you immediately.
Shit's about to go down.
Shit is a fucking foot. And so she comes out, and she's like,
guns
what?
Blazing.
And I was like, hi, I'd like you to meet my friend. I was like, this is James Hinchcliffe.
And at that point, I'm done.
Yeah, just
done.
Done
for the evening.
Just done. We took a great picture together.
It's a great picture unless you look at my face, and I am just...
cheesing like a motherfucker. She's actually... what you can't see is that in the background, she's pinching my back the entire time.
I am.
Like, is this real? To the point that I finally pinched her back, because I'm like, this fucking hurts, and I'm trying to smile in this picture. But Hinch was a great sport. I did apologize to him for yelling at him on the escalator. I said, I'm really sorry. I was just so excited. And he was great. He was like, oh, no, don't worry about it, whatever, da-da-da. And he was a great sport about the whole thing. Chit-chatted with us, let us take pictures. At first I started to walk away, and then I came back and I was like, I'm sorry, I'm too old to remember to do this. Can we take a selfie?
Because we are only millennial if it helps us.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yeah. We're right on the border.
Yeah.
So James Hinchcliffe, thanks again for being so gracious and taking that picture with us. We'll be posting
that.
I love
that you think he's listening to this.
Well,
maybe.
I don't know why he wouldn't. We've said nothing but nice things about
him. That's
true. And you know what? We're talking about his fucking program right now.
We
need to talk about our fucking program.
Oh, God.
So anyhow, so we had a great time, and the banquet, if you ever have a chance to go, definitely go. We also got a picture, of course, with the Indy 500 winner, Takuma Sato.
Which I still can't believe.
I know. And Molly at first didn't even believe it was him, because we were leaving the hotel, and we'd gone back in to get a drink,
and
it started raining, and so we were like, because we knew we were going to Uber, so we're like, well, let's just grab another drink. We were chit-chatting with some people that we had met, that, you know, different sponsors of teams and different things, and I won't give any of their names, because I'm sure they don't want to be associated with this podcast.
Nobody does, really.
but some local sponsors,
yep.
And some not-so-local sponsors,
yep.
And whatever, and so, you know, we were chit-chatting at the bar, and then we start to walk out, and I turn, I say, that's Takuma Sato.
And I want to point out, he was not surrounded by, he and like two other people. I'm like, no.
She's like, no, that's not him.
Somebody needs to be around him.
Yeah, she's like, no, he would have a crowd of people. And so she starts to walk off, and I'm walking up to a desk and setting my shit down, and I turn, and I was like, I'm taking a picture. Would you like to join me? And she turns around, and then she sees that there are other people that have now posed for a picture. She's like, oh my God, it is him. And I was like, yeah, it really is. It really is. I will say that we had two tables of Honda pit crews behind us, and they were all Asian, and so...
And I didn't want to be racist.
And she didn't want to be racist by assuming that every Asian was Takuma Sato, and so she was like, no, I think that was just somebody that was at the table behind us. I was like, no, it really wasn't.
So we got that picture.
So we got a picture with Takuma Sato. We'll be posting that on our Instagram as well. And he was wonderful
very
to
nice.
Talk to. I know one Japanese word.
Yeah.
Tanoshi, which means enjoy.
Which is appropriate.
It is appropriate. And so I shook his hand, and he ran a great race. He was passing people on the outside consistently.
That's insane.
Which is insane on that track, going at those speeds, to be able to gain speed and distance on somebody.
Yeah.
You know, passing on the inside, I mean, you don't have as much draft. I mean, there's pros and cons to both.
Right.
But, you know, people expect you to pass on the inside. People don't expect you to pass on the outside.
He popped out.
And he popped out. Almost all of his passes were on the outside. He ran a great race. And so we actually did talk to him for just a little bit and congratulated him. And I told him, you know, that I only knew one Japanese word. And I said, you know, you just won the Indianapolis 500. I said, Tanoshi.
Yeah.
So, and he seemed like a great guy to me.
And from what I saw on Twitter, he really did.
Yeah.
Yeah.
He really has enjoyed it. I'm sure he's going to have a huge welcome when he goes back to Japan.
Yeah.
I know there was a Japanese American in the stands near us when he won, who had said that he's met Sato multiple times, and this particular fan actually speaks fluent English and fluent Japanese.
Well, there you go.
And said that he always speaks to Sato in Japanese and that it throws him off for a minute because he doesn't expect anybody in Indiana to know fluent Japanese. But so we talked to him for a little bit, and so for everybody that's a Sato fan or an Andretti Autosports fan, and for everybody that is, you know, Japanese or Japanese American who's just giddy to have a Japan driver win.
He was a fantastic person.
Like, congratulations. Yeah. Congratulations to everybody. Yeah.
Way to go.
I mean, it's a hard race to win, but it's one of the races that you want to win in your lifetime as a driver.
I think so.
I think so. So, damn. Great time. And then we saw Beth Bowles at the end of the banquet.
I know that you love our picture with Takuma Sato, but I don't know. I think our picture with
Beth and Doug. I love that
favorite.
One. Because
I think the IMS would have been a shout of what it was without Doug.
Agreed.
And I, you know, everybody in Speedway, everybody in Indy who goes to the race, who understands the importance of the race with our economy, owes so much gratitude to Doug and the whole team there.
Everybody that's in there, PR, communications, marketing.
The people, I mean, I had to deal with the people at the ticket counter for the Grand Prix, and they were fantastic people.
Oh, I mean, yeah, even no matter who you deal with from the track, unless you're an asshole, you're going to have a positive experience.
Yeah.
And I would say, even 9 times out of 10, even if you are an asshole, even the yellow shirts. I've never had a negative experience with a yellow shirt.
I enjoy the yellow shirts.
I love the yellow shirts.
Give me some yellow shirts.
Love them. But if you're not wearing a yellow shirt or a badge, I don't respect you at the track. That's basically what it comes down to.
That's true.
On carb day, anyway. But yeah, so we got a picture with Doug and Beth Bowles at the end of it.
We all look good in that photo, too,
by the way. Look great. We'll be posting that as well.
Oh, yeah.
So we met Michael Andretti.
Yep.
We got a picture with him.
Just to piss off my father, by the way.
Yes, which then we found out that it's Mario that your dad doesn't like and not Michael. We thought it'd be this huge joke.
For years.
We thought that he hated Michael and not Mario, but it turns out Chick hates Mario, he likes Michael, so.
Which is weird, because Mario's OG.
Yeah.
I don't know. We'll have to talk to Chick about it.
We will.
Yeah.
We will. We'll have to get some more info on that. But I also took a picture with Buddy Lazier, who was not our favorite. In fact, in the picture, his face looks like how every driver looked when they were on the course with him. They all talked shit about him.
I'm going to add Buddy to that list of drivers.
Yeah, Buddy's not coming on.
Nope.
No. I mean, we wouldn't want to have him on.
He's been around for a while.
He has been around for a while. But his win was during the split.
That's true. The bullshit.
So it's a quote-unquote win.
Yeah.
It's like a win under yellow.
Frank Kitty.
Dario, yeah. But anyhow. So we have some great pictures. We'll post those. Oh, and I've got to meet Will Power and Joseph Newgarden.
I'm so upset about this.
I know. Molly's going to take up smoking next year.
Yeah.
I was out on a smoke break, came around the corner, and Will Power and Joseph Newgarden are standing there shooting the shit with some people who were security. And I walk up, and I remember in the last, or was it earlier this one, or what, the Hey Will Power.
Will Power.
Just walk up, and I was like, Hey Will Power. And then I almost lost my shit laughing because we've said Hey Will Power so many times and sent this meme back and forth. And I was like, could we take a picture? And I was so starstruck that I like forgot Joseph Newgarden's name at the time. And I was like, I want you in the picture too, which is hilarious because I've been obsessed with Joseph Newgarden since he was a rookie in IndyCar.
Yeah.
In fact, he's one of my favorite up and coming drivers. And I was just like so starstruck that I couldn't even remember his name. But I did give him some grief because he was wearing a collared shirt that was not buttoned all the way.
Nope.
And I asked him if he was just not able to read the invitation when it said black tie, or if he just felt like not dressing up.
So I need to add Newgarden to the list of people who probably won't come on.
Oh, Newgarden will come on. He's so pretty and tall, though. God. Oh, my gosh. He's one of the tallest race car drivers. I mean, he's tall.
Is he taller than Steph?
Yeah. Oh, I don't know if he's taller than Steph. Yeah. And I'll have to look at the picture of me because I'm wearing like a couple inch heels.
Okay.
But he's taller than me wearing my heels, and I was like 5'10 that night.
Yeah.
But yeah, so, and then he said that he took his cue from Alio, and I was like, well, there was your first problem. So, so yeah. So anyhow, but like, I mean, they were great. Again, funny. I blew them both a little bit of shit. They blew it right back. And they were gracious enough to take a picture with me. So
afterwards,
so yeah. Yeah. Even after I gave him shit about not wearing a tie, like he still took a picture with me. So I've got a picture with me and Will Power and Joseph Newgarden. And
oh my God.
It was just, I mean, we just both of us just shit eating grins the entire time.
Yeah.
The entire time. Still shit eating grin. Still shit eating grin. I mean, definitely highlight of the year.
Yeah.
So.
Definitely.
So yeah, I think that wraps it up for the month of May.
Yeah. My goodness. Can't believe May's already over. I mean,
I know.
Is it May yet again?
Is it May yet again? I know. It's always bittersweet at this time because race day is like the most bittersweet day of the year because I'm so excited it's finally there, but then I know I have to wait another year until it happens.
I can't deal with it.
So.
All right, guys.
We had a great month of May. We want to say thanks to the Indianapolis Motor Speedway as always. Thanks to Beth Bowles and Doug Bowles for being gracious. Oh, Molly's dog also wants to send a shout out to the IMS.
What was that?
That's right.
You know some people there, right? That's
right.
You like those people there. It's okay. Sorry, guys. Dog barks. We're not a really sophisticated
organization. We're not a sophisticated organization here. So, yeah. All right. Hit us up on social media.
Yep. Twitter, @FastCarsNIN317. Instagram, FastCarsFastGirls. You can find us on Tumblr if you're there. It's FastCarsFastGirlsN317. Email us, FastCarsFastGirls317@gmail.com. Hit us up. Ask us questions. Look, we're going to answer. Let us know, hey, what's this mean? We'll talk about it. After the season is over.
Yep. Anything you want to hear about or don't want to hear about, any pros and cons you got, we're open to any kind of criticism.
We'll
like
listen.
I said, we're new at this, so
yeah, why not?
We want to grow with you. So tell your friends, tell your family. As always, Pippa Mann, Sarah Fisher, Danica Patrick, Beth Bowles, if you're listening, we'd love to talk to you.
Yeah.
Anybody else who is in racing, or especially any females in and around racing, we would love to talk to you at any point in time. And again, those no-bake cookies from Teresa, that offer is good for any and all of our guests.
Yep.
And the margaritas from Chick.
And the margaritas from Chick. They're pretty good.
I'm sure.
He hand makes them. And also, don't forget to rate us on iTunes. We would love a 5-star. As we said, if you like it, great. If you don't, send it on back.
Send it on back. Send it back with some criticism. Let us know what you don't like. I mean, don't criticize it when you're rating. Like, just tweet us.
Yeah.
So we can change things.
Yeah, we'll listen to it.
Yeah. And that way we can change things so that you want to give us a 5-star. Yeah. So, yeah.
We're all about the people here.
Yeah. And hit subscribe. When you search us on iTunes, Fast Cars, Fast Girls, make sure you subscribe.
Yeah. We're going to have some good shit coming down.
Good shit. All right. Thanks for listening.
All right, guys. Bye.